yeah, or end of war, and or both. Mahabharata. Ganga Devi speaks to King Santanu when she introduces their son to him for the first time, 16 years old or something. And he's, they were, of course, very happy to meet Devavrata. And then she says, do you think that I make him or made him a crown prince? And she said that I know that Indian tradition, my king, that they believe in action, not birth. That they are doers and not mere inheritors. And then he says something like that, our son had to be worthy, or something like that. And she says, not necessarily. Only the doer can sit on the throne of Hastinapur. That is why I arranged for Sage Vasishtha to teach him the Vedas and Lord Brihaspati to teach him politics. He studied all this. And so when Sage Bhargava said none in the universe could stand up to Devavrata, I thought that the time was ripe to return the crown prince to Hastinapur. So she, what a story. She left after that son was born, went back to heaven, outside of the earthly realm. And he was tormented. Missing his beloved Ganga Devi. And then she appears like this again, saying that, you know, he got good training here. Now he's ready. So he was trained in heaven, basically. It's interesting. Or somewhere he was trained by heavenly sages and teachers. And now he's ready. So this thing with doer, not just inheritor, I found that this was also, when I read about Chinese history, that was also the tradition thousands of years ago, that the successor to a king was not necessarily his son or so, or daughter, because some of those were empresses. But they chose the next one selected by God, so to speak. And it had to be evident and obvious by the qualities of that person that, yes, this is now our new leader here to help and take care of this country. Which is a big responsibility that requires a lot of qualification. And that's what we are seeing here. It's a very nice scene there.